Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career. So today joining me virtually is Makoza Zana Chantel Ngwenya. Welcome.
Thank you. I am very excited to be part of the podcast, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the questions that are here for me.
I wanted to know, when and why did you develop an interest in what you are doing? Tell us what you are doing and why.
Actually, I grew up in Johannesburg. There's no agriculture in Johannesburg. Oh, well, minimal agriculture in that area. So when I got to matric, I had to decide on what actually will I be doing with the rest of my life, and my mathematics was never the best, so I couldn't do engineering or either of the most popular degrees like medicine. So I used to love food science, and I did try to go into food technology, but that didn't last very well. So I fell back into genetics, of which it also didn't last. And then eventually, while I was sitting in my fourth year of agronomy, I decided that that wasn't either my choice. So I needed to find a new passion, and I eventually found out more about logistics or supply chain management, and I never looked back from that day. I have been doing logistics and logistics coordination.
That's very interesting. I mean, you know, to move from food to logistics, what was it? Was it a specific lecturer that was so passionate about it, or what stood out for you in that area?
No, it wasn't. He wasn't even talking about any of the logistics related things. He spoke about food insecurity and how we will need to feed billions of people in the future. And I looked around in my agronomy class. All those people are agronomists and will soon to graduate to be agronomists. What I realized in my brain is that we are actually producing enough food, but is the food reaching the right people at the right time and the right quality? So that's when my love for logistics became. And just to answer the question, is the food reaching the right people, and how are we going to optimize that?
Okay, is there a recent project that you can mention that you are working on with food security?
Not yet, because okay. I am still growing myself, and hopefully as soon as I have established myself, I'll get to know more non-governmental organizations that I can be part of. Currently, my main focus has been to get more young people into agriculture, and that's through blogging, though, career blogging, to get more people into young agriculture and cultivate that. So okay. I think that's still contributing towards food security, but yeah.
So, you know, with blogging, you would have to have some writing skills and so on. Was that also something that you did additionally to upskill and reskill yourself? Or was that something that you just were already just good in?
I did write. I did do writing consultation while I was still doing my master's with the University of Stellenbosch. I was part of the writing lab. So okay. I was a writing consultant for 2 years. And that's when my writing skills developed. And as well as when you're writing your master's thesis, you have to know how to write. So yes. That's when my writing skills really got better and better. So now it comes naturally, if I am to say so. But I also have editors who are quite good at giving me critical feedback.
Okay, yes. So take me through that process. If you have to write a blog, what do you do to prepare yourself? Where does the creativity come from? You know, do you need a quiet space, or just tell me about that process?
No, I do not need a quiet space. I just need a random interest. I have very wide interests. So then, for instance, currently the blog I'm working on is on dairy applications. So the lady I got to interview, she's a dairy application technologist. Mm-hmm. I had no idea on what goes on. I just found her on her social media. I texted her and she agreed to be part of the blog. I interviewed her and then I went on a rabbit hole of Google Scholar reading articles, and I am building on from what she told me and what Google Scholar told me. So it just intensive research and curiosity, if I'm to say. I do
Yeah.
not need a quiet space.
Okay, wonderful. So, did you ever doubt your decision? I mean, you did say now earlier on that you never looked back, but have you ever doubted it?
The decision to do logistics coordination.
Yes.
It depends on how much sleep I get over the night and then the next morning. Joking. But however, I do not regret joining the industry as a logistics coordinator because the skills that I needed, I find that I apply them outside of work as well. To be a logistics coordinator, you need to be detail oriented. You need to build relationships. You need to communicate very well. So I find that even outside of work, I now listen better. I am now able to say this is what is happening and be detailed. So I do not regret it.
Wonderful. Yes, and what you are just basically mentioning now is specifically that upskilling and reskilling, because you can really the transferable skills, you know, you can use that in any kind of job. So that's it's amazing to hear that from you, you know, that you are really tapping into that as well. What if you have to share the secret, will be the worst thing about your job or that you dislike?
They really mean it when they say you should be willing to work overtime.
Yeah, that's no jokes. Hashtag no
There's
jokes.
no joking part about that. And you also need to be able to make your own independent decisions. For instance, last night we had to work until almost midnight. We're still
Wow.
speaking to truck drivers about the containers that needed to be at Durban port past 10.
Yeah.
So at that time, you do not have your seniors with you. You need to be able to say you can go ahead or not. So that's one of my kind of fears, because it comes with a lot of risk taking and a lot of independence. And as a junior logistics coordinator, that doesn't always feel comfortable.
Yeah, so so you were probably, you know, being thrown into the deep end. Now you need to make decisions by yourself as well.
That's very true. Last year, when I was doing my internship, I started off as an intern. I had my senior Johan to fall back on, and I knew that I could go straight to him. And then this year, I have my own market. I
Yes.
focus on Bangladesh
Okay.
shipments. So then I have to make my decisions. I have to make sure that the documents are ready for shipment. I need to make sure that the full quality is standard, is what Bangladesh clients need. They
Yeah.
want very ripe fruits, like the color has to be perfect. I need to be able to look at the fruits and say this is not ready for my market. And yes, it's not the tip yet, and
Yes.
but it comes with a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And what do you think is some of the good parts of the job? I'm now thinking, especially because you said now Bangladesh, for instance, is there some travel opportunities or something that just stands out in your job for you that makes it worth it?
Yes, there is always some travel opportunities, but for me, it's actually being part of a community that you never thought you'll be part of. For instance, Bangladesh people are very friendly, are very affectionate. You'll hear a lot of dear, you hear a lot of friend. There's a lot of
Yeah.
hearts on those
Yeah.
WhatsApp messages. You just have to scan which part is she actually criticizing me. So yes, there's that part that I love it so much. I never see it as like a challenge. However, it's been very good.
Okay. So, what do you think is your biggest challenge in your career?
Currently, my biggest challenge is not having good relationships with shipping lines,
Okay.
because we are facing container shortages. And most of the times, to get through the line, you need to know someone who's in the shipping line. You have to, the industry is very relationship based. Yes, there is like proper protocol to follow, but sometimes you need to be able to pick up your phone and say, "Hey, I sent my booking instructions to this seat. Can you follow up for me?" And that's been the biggest challenge, but I believe I am able to build relationship as easy as I can talk for hours. So as I grew into the industry, I'll surely be able to develop that.
So it's a lot of communication and negotiations and everything that needs to take place.
That's very true.
Okay. If you have to give your 15-year-old self some advice, what will it be?
I think it's more of I need my advice from my 15-year-old self. When I was 15, I was doing grade 11 and I was curious. I was a risk taker. I was able to go all out. So it will be more of, hey, thank you for cultivating this kind of mindset because I find myself falling back on it over and over again.
That's amazing. That's really a great testimony. Is there any other job that you would have liked to do or still would like to do?
I still want to be an entomologist.
Okay. And where does that come from?
My master's was in
Okay, so that was just an interest from the beginning.
Yes, I did my agronomy, my, pardon me, my undergraduate in agronomy and entomology. And then I
Okay.
did my master's in entomology. I think the main, if I'm to be honest, the main interest in entomology is being able to produce food and make sure that it's safe to eat. Currently, we're using a lot of pesticides. So as an entomologist, you are faced with the challenge of finding more organic alternatives into protecting for protecting your crops. So
Okay.
that's the second element of me that is constantly very worried about what we are consuming. So hence the entomology
Yeah.
aspect.
And thank goodness we have people like you, just to make sure that we also get the right foods in without any contamination or anything else that's on those products. So, Makosazana, we are now at our fire questions. Are you ready?
Fire away.
I cannot live without.
My cell phone.
My secret weapon is.
Google Scholar.
I always have.
My notebook with.
I will never.
I'll never regret being in the part of the agriculture industry.
Awesome. I hope.
I hope to still do more for the industry and achieve better goals.
Amazing. Makosazana, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time and your effort joining us virtually. And you must also have a wonderful day further.
Thank you, Belinda, for the opportunity. It was very great to talk to you. I was truly nervous, but you eased me through it. Thank you.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.